This episode of Priestesses Prescribe is brought to you by Sunday Forever. You deserve nice things, like a luxurious candle during your full moon ritual. Sunday Forever candles are hand-poured and hand-packaged by a mission-based company in the USA. They support female refugees and artisans by offering them a fair living wage through the arts of candle making. And they smell amazing. Use code PriestessSunday for 15% off your first order on sundayforever.com.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Erica. And welcome to Priestesses Prescribe,
a self-discovery podcast based in mystical wellness.
We came together as priestesses from different backgrounds and modalities with a common mission:
to empower and support you on your intuitive journey.
We'll aim to prepare you for the energies of the new and full moons every month, while expanding on themes that will connect you with your highest self.
The priestesses have written you the prescription. All you have to do is take it.
Now, let's start our ritual.
Hi.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm good. I feel better. I don't know if this is coming before or after. Is it?
It's coming after. Hey, let's lift up the veil. We're recording three moons in a row. People should know.
They should know.
You want to start a podcast? Well, you batch episodes.
There you go. And even in batching episodes, the energy is still clear.
Yeah, which is crazy. So, yeah. We're very lucky to be, one, alive, two, intuitive, three, to have found each other, four, I mean, let me count the ways. This is a gratitude appreciation start, I guess. Maybe we start it like that now.
Yes, but did you have like a near-death experience that I didn't know about?
Well, pretty much every day I walk out the door. I mean, I was on a revel twice today.
Okay, well then, no, but the fact that you said to be alive, I was like, wait, what happened that I didn't know about? But okay.
Well, I just meet, you know, like, what was I listening to recently? Oh, just like the sheer amount of things that need to line up for us to be alive right now is nuts. It's crazy. Yeah. You couldn't not be grateful if you really think about it.
Yes. Yes. You sort of like took us to church a little bit, which is beautiful. But you know what's so interesting? Like, we take those things for granted. Like this concept of waking up in the morning, like literally people did not wake up today. So you're correct. We should be very grateful for what? Being alive.
Can I tell you what?
Yeah.
Shiva wakes us up every day, whether or not we're both here or what.
Yeah.
Because Leshik's been spending a lot of time in the Hamptons coaching private clients. Oh, eventually, we will have a house on the Hamptons we're manifesting. But
that's nice. Love that. I'll be a consistent visitor.
Please. We can have a two-story. I don't know how it works out there at all. But let's manifest. Yeah.
Everybody can come to our Hamptons house.
But in any case, sometimes I'm waking up alone. Sometimes he's here, whatever. Yeah. This summer, but Shiva wakes up like with a massive smile on her face, so excited, like today is a new day, and also like exactly how I'm speaking, you know, like, oh my God, hey, you guys, it's so nice to see you. And so sometimes we're like, oh my God, she probably really has to get out there. She really has to pee, right? Today wakes us up like that out of a slumber. I have crazy dreams, by the way. Maybe it'll come into play. Maybe not. So I get myself together, go to take her for a walk. She won't get up from her bed. Now she's up, but lazy and no longer is interested in our agenda. Taking a little bit of a turn, but I just found that to be an interesting thing that happened this morning. Yeah. Like, okay, you just wanted us up. You wanted us to be up with you, but you didn't necessarily want to like do the day part.
I get that. I love that. Like, I just want everyone else to not be sleeping right now. Granted, I'm about to go back to sleep, you know, and enjoy your day. But my job was done. good for her.
Yeah. I just wanted to see you guys, see what's up. Hey, you're still with us. Make my presence known. But it's so funny you want me to go outside and you want me to do the rest of the portion of the morning because I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah, she's self-involved in the most beautiful way. Love it.
She's a Leo.
Yeah. I love that. Good for you.
Good for you, Shiva. Good for you, girly head.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should talk about the moon or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. I think that's why everyone is here.
Right, if you fast forwarded through that part at the beginning, blessings to you, but you can always go back. So we have our second full moon in Aquarius, which is happening on August 22nd. Really rare to have two full moons in the same sign back to back, but it happened because it's happening at the last degree, the 29th degree of Aquarius. And I believe the first full moon was at the first degree. So that's why it happened like that, which is still really cool. And I think like geeking out from an astrological perspective was really fun to research like, oh, why did that happen? But in any case, we are in this time where we're experiencing the second full moon. So we get a second lease on the full moon. And that gives us a chance to review, you know, what we were looking at for the first full moon and what we found to be true at that time in our lives. What's also really interesting is that this full moon in Aquarius, being opposite, obviously, the sun in Leo, it's also conjunct Jupiter in Aquarius. So Jupiter has now moved retrograde out of Pisces into Aquarius, and they're within 3 degrees of each other for this full moon. So that's a really blessed time. Jupiter is the giver of gifts, luck, and expansion. And it gives us a really feel-good lens to the full moon. So where full moons can be very intense, we can look at this with a lot of gratitude. Like, it's intense, but, you know, all of the feelings that we were feeling at the beginning of this episode, like, it's intense, but it means that we're alive. It means that because we can feel this intensity, that's a blessing in and of itself. So it's a really good time for us to, from an Aquarian perspective, figure out how to share our gifts with the collective. That's really what we're focused on around this time. And Aquarian ideals are bigger. We've been talking about them for a long time, but just as a reminder, or if you're new, welcome. But Aquarian ideals are for the collective, the star card. You know, how do we give our unique gifts? How do we share the water from our cup with our village? You know, what is our job to do? And so it's looking at things in a very, if we look at it in that way, and with this full moon, we look at it in a very utopian societal way. I'm not going to talk about dystopian ideals, but that would be the flip of that. So that's really what this full moon energy is like, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I love that. I love that for many reasons. Thank you for bringing up the star card. And as we move into the tarot, I will circle back to the star card at the end. So the tarot card that came up for this full moon in Aquarius, our second full moon, is the Six of Cups. And it's all about giving, receiving, sharing wealth, generosity, and charity. So we're at a place right now where we have the opportunity to share our wealth and abundance with others because we've accumulated such great spiritual and mystical wealth. And as one half of Priestesses Prescribe, and obviously the other half is right here right now, we would be doing you a disservice if you did not grow in some kind of spiritual and mystical way from consistently joining us and listening to us every week. So please affirm yourself for the wealth, the success, and the abundance that you have accumulated during this beautiful spiritual time. And because we now have that wealth, we're in a position to assist others in need. So it's a time for us to give generously. So either that's charitable donations, it could be fundraising, enjoying the feelings of being associated with others by sharing an essence of wisdom, sharing advice that you've accumulated during this time. But all in all, we have to offer up our energy, our love and our support to those in need, knowing that it will be appreciated. It's also about giving us a time to sit with our wisdom, share our wisdom, and allow that wisdom to be spiritually fulfilling to ourselves and to others. So basically, anytime you're offering anything, look at it as a gift, right? Gifts and charity and volunteering doesn't always have to be monetary. You really can change someone's life through sharing a beautiful word, like Alex did during the beginning of this episode. So there will be times where we may wonder if we can afford to give generously to others, but it's about shifting our ideas of wealth. And we are super wealthy when it comes to our mystical wellness abilities. And this is just the perfect time to give it and give it in abundance. But the caveat that I will say and share, and this is why I am circling it back to the star card, is only give right now if you have the capacity to do so. So if your cup is full and running over, please give, receive, share, be generous with your energy, with your knowledge, with your wisdom. However, if you've been feeling a little bit unbalanced, if you've been feeling a bit depleted, please allow an opportunity for you to receive the support, love, and generosity of others, because we never want to zap our spiritual center, and giving from an empty cup will do that and do it very quickly. So give where you can.
When I tell you I found Confidence Co. at the perfect time, I am not exaggerating. My digestive issues have always come and gone since I was a teen, but nothing worse than when I transitioned from pescatarian and dairy-free to gluten-free plus eating meat and cheese again this past January. Did you get all that? Not to mention, this came at a really stressful time for our family, not the ideal time to switch up a diet. I fortuitously met Confidence co-founder Lexi Ayasa at this time and learned what digestive enzymes even are. So if you're not familiar, digestive enzymes are already made by our body to break down the foods we eat. But as we age, take antibiotics, or change our diet constantly, our bodies don't make the sufficient amount to digest the foods we eat anymore. So once I got the Hero Product digestive enzymes, they helped me immediately. I feel empowered to eat what I want versus scared of the aftermath. And pulling out the cute pack from my purse feels really fun instead of like an embarrassing pill bottle, which always inspires a, what's that? So this just looks like a little gum pack. It's very discreet. So I'm excited to give you access to the food freedom I now have at a discount. Use code PRIESTESS for 15% off your order at theconfidence.co. This extra boost can go a really long way, hence that confidence. Again, use code PRIESTESS for 15% off your order at www.theconfidence.co. Now, on to the show. Yeah, That's a really beautiful point. You know, many of my clients, I don't know if you've been feeling this too, but a lot of people struggle with not knowing when their cup is not only empty, but not knowing how to receive help or ask for help. We've had these conversations where sometimes it's difficult for me to ask for help, but I think it's really common for people to just sort of run on autopilot and not necessarily check in like, hey, is my check engine light literally on or not? But it's an interesting concept, right?
Yeah, definitely. And for the sake of authenticity and, you know, bringing you all into our personal worlds, I know Alex just shared a little bit about like the asking for help portion. And I know I've been personally feeling just energetically depleted when it comes to like work and other responsibilities. It's sort of just feeling like a lot right now. And you made an interesting point about like knowing when you're on E. I feel like I'm on E if I'm like just in the middle, right? Because like balance is so important for me. But my issue, my problem is that like, all right, I feel like I'm tipping to one side. I get super rigid with my boundaries. I'm like, all right, I'm canceling everything. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going outside. I'm not talking to anyone. And I'm going to hibernate. And it's a good thing about knowing and feeling when you get to that place. At the same time, like, being super duper rigid is not the way to go. So yeah, checking in is super important because, you know, balance is life. And if you are in balance, then I'm like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah. I mean, and balance is also like a daily practice, essentially, yeah, to be checking in and doing that for yourself. And sometimes, even though you think it is the converse, sometimes giving to someone else, even if it's like a little bit or just monetarily, like to someone who needs it on the street. Or like, I actually went out to dinner with someone recently and she did the most generous thing I've ever seen. Somebody came up to our table to ask for money. We both didn't have cash, but she said, but I'm very happy to buy you a meal. And he was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, can I have a hamburger? And she was like, sure. And then he did ask for money as well, but she said, I'm very happy to feed you, but I'm not happy to fuel your habit. And she was very clear about her boundaries. She even like basically said, she was like, she didn't say that to him, but she was like, that's what she said to me. And I've just never seen somebody do something so inherently like selfless and generous. It was incredible to watch. And I thought like that, you know, $18 hamburger, because we're in New York, could have been given to him and it could have, you know, gone and fueled something that was not so healthy. We don't know what he would have done with the money, but we were fueling him in a different way. And I thought that was just a beautiful way to really think about, like, can I actually spare $2 or whatever it is? The answer is usually yes, but also what are you giving to that person? Can you give them sustenance instead of resources that could be used in any way, shape, or form?
Yes, I completely agree with that, especially when it comes to sort of intuitively discerning maybe someone's struggle, mm-hmm, and then how one's generosity can be helpful or detrimental.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. And I guess I would just add overall that this season of generosity, whether you're the one giving charity or you're the one receiving some kind of wealth and abundance from another, it really just boils down to just like a lack of ego to me, I guess, because to receive help, it's almost like a cry for help and being okay with that essence of vulnerability. But then also to give someone help is the energy of gratitude and saying like, you know, I've been blessed in some kind of capacity. So you know what, thank universe, thank you for everything that you've done for me. Now, hence I will bless another. And it really just comes from a sacred, egoless, vulnerable, authentic place that this moon has the opportunity for us to connect to. So it's a beautiful time to connect with the soul as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Not much more to add, folks. Yeah. If you can give in any way, shape, or form, please do. And it, like we said, you know, it could even be a skill set that you take for granted that someone else would like die to have,
yeah,
your advice or feedback. Or even just like, I used to be a recruiter, like looking at resumes or like these things that just come really naturally to me. Mm-hmm. Like if I can help a friend do that, I always will. Cause it's just, you never know when they can help.
Yeah, definitely.
You or just whenever, not even for that regard, but just like, oh, that someone really, really appreciates that and would pay somebody else to do it. No, I'll do it for free. You know?
I love that. And if you're the person in need of support, which I guess I'm that person right now, energetically, you can even send them love, send someone literal energy. And if anyone is listening, feel free to send me all the energy in the world because I'm desperately in need of it and I will gladly take every single bit of it. And just know that it's very much so appreciated. So thank you either way.
Sending you love. Erica, do you want to drop your address too in case anybody wants to send you a gift? I don't know if that's maybe something you want to do on the airwaves, but email address.
Well, you can email me like a gift card to a spa. I'll gladly take that. Those are my kind of gifts.
those are the kind of gifts that she's willing to receive, guys.
And love and energy.
And love and energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even a rating or a review would be a nice gift.
Yeah. And a DM. A DM, a message, an email. Just, you know, we love to hear the way that we're helping. Because sometimes we do this work and we know it's influential, but it only really hits when someone is like, wow, I found you guys. I listened and it shifted my perspective on X. So feel free to give with words too. We'll take it.
That's so true. Well, I'm sending you love, Erica.
Thank you.
Until the next time.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive.
Thank you everyone for listening. We appreciate you and we'll talk to you very soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.